had a little lamb. His face was white as snow, yeah. Everywhere the child went, you know the lamb was sure to go, yeah. He followed her to school one day and broke the teacher's rule. What a time did they have that day at school.
Four years after his tragic death in a helicopter crash in 1990, Blues Review Quarterly magazine did a story on Stevie Ray. Buddy Guy did the introduction, and this is what he reflected on regarding Stevie. All the blues players were having a hard time back then making a living, even the late great Muddy Waters. Stevie talks about me, but it's just that the blues has been handed down by Robert Johnson, Muddy, me, and Stevie himself. But Stevie did so much for the blues. I keep saying that he had a skeleton key and opened up the warehouse and let us all out because our music was locked in the back room. It wasn't on the radio. It wasn't on the television. Stevie did open those doors when he came out and started playing his guitar like he did. He exploded and helped us all. After a few years on the road and in the business, Stevie at one time fell into the pit of substance abuse. But by 1989, he was clean, and he was preaching the gospel of getting high on life and not substances. We're going to hear a couple of songs off his last solo album entitled In Step. First up is Crossfire, followed by Tightrope. Stevie Ray Vaughan on Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Thank you. adrift, knee deep in hot water, broke out the cold sweat. Can't catch a turtle in this rat race. Feels like I'm losing time at a breakneck pace. I bet I'm now a shadow in the face. Never known a friend. Walk in the tightrope. Was a shame in the sand. Walk in the tightrope. Between wrong and right. Walk in the tightrope. Looking back in front of me, the mirror's a grin. Through eyes of love I see, I'm really looking at a friend. We fall out of problems, the way life is. My heart goes out to others, we're there to make a mess. We've been walking the tightrope, trying to make it right.
We're going to end our Texas blues road trip with yet another Texan who made a larger-than-life mark in the blues world. I have to admit I had trouble deciding where to start with my intro to the great late Johnny Winter. His world was the blues. A lot of people may know him for his short duration in the rock and roll arena, but his passion and most of his 50-year musical career was steeped in the blues. Writer John Wilcox of the now-defunct Blues Review magazine in the August-September 2007 issue opened up his article on Johnny with this statement. His image was beyond human. A shock of glistening white hair framed by a black velvet cape, he stood stark under a single spotlight. His guitar seemed to propel him around the stage the way a fire hose pushes a firefighter. It was a dance with death to determine who is master. It sounds a little extreme, but I have to admit, he was a figure you didn't forget, and he had a presence about him that was captivating. Let's start off with Johnny doing a cover of an Eddie Boyd song, Third Degree. Johnny Winter on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Well, I just can't stand no more.
the taxes, I don't have a lousy dime. Got me accused of children, and one of them mine. Bad luck, bad luck is killing me. Well, I just can't stand no more of this third degree.
I'm going to dedicate an entire show to Johnny Winter in an up-and-coming episode. But right now, I've got one more song off his last album called Step Back with his producer, manager, and guitar player, Paul Nelson. Johnny Winter doing Killin' Floor. We'll be right back. Well, I hope you enjoyed our road trip through Texas. We're heading west next. See what kind of blues they got out there on the West Coast. You've been listening to Cruising the Blues with me, Mr. Jack. Until next time, I'll catch you later.